Zag the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chulin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Cheresh, Shaita, Vekatan, a deaf mute, a Shaita, someone who does not have Das, Vekatan, or a minor. Sheshachtu, they shechted. But Vacherim Rayanis and others saw them, and they happened to see that it was a good Shechita. They did everything al pi halacha. Chayiv Lechasa is the one who saw it, he has to kiss the Adam. We're going to learn this halacha later, that if someone shechts and does not do kisi adam, the one who sees it has to do the kisi adam. But if the cheresh shaita v'katan shechted on their own, peinan lebein atzman, no one was watching them, then Reb Meir assumes, we're soon going to see this is the sheet of Reb Meir, they didn't shecht right. They didn't shecht kahalacha, to shecht al pi halacha, shechtim train long and hard. We're going to assume that what they did was they just turned the animal into a nevela, and therefore there's no shechita, there's no kisi adam, so pater melachases, they don't have to kisi adam. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, v'chein le'inyan oisev es benai. Same is true for oisev es benai. If you're going to have a cheresh shaita v'katan that shechted and other people saw them, sheshachetu, they shechted, but vachayim royin oisan, and they happened to see that they did it right. So also lishchad achrayim. So if they shechted the mother, you can't shecht the child that day. Or if they shechted the child, you can't shecht the mother that day. But beinol lebein atzman, if they did the shechita on their own, Reb Meir matir lishchad achrayim. Reb Meir says, it's mutter, go ahead, shecht the mother afterwards or the child afterwards. Because the first shechita was not a shechita. The cheresh shaita v'katan did this, nobody was watching, they didn't shecht right. V'chachamim oisan, but the chachamim disagree. And for that matter, the Batanur explains the Chachamim say you would have to do Kisi Adam. Because the Chachamim say, I can't be sure that they didn't shecht right. Umaydim, they're Maida, Shim Shachat. Let's say, the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan on their own shecht, the mother. Someone goes ahead and doesn't listen. And he shechts the child. He wasn't supposed to, according to the Chachamim. But they admit she'ain a seifik asabam. He wouldn't be chayav malchus because I don't know for sure that the first shechita was a good one. So again, chazring over perik vav mishnah gimel, a cheresh shaita v'katan that shechted and others saw them and they happened to shecht okay. So there is a mitzvah of kisi adam. Interesting to note, if they shechted correctly, the shach says in Yerideya, the one who sees it has to make a bracha and then do kisi adam. If they shechted on their own, says Reb Meir, no kisi adam. Reb Meir holds, our assumption is a cheresh shaita v'katan that just did shechita, they probably did not do it right. Same would be true in regard to oisev es benai. According to Reb Meir, if others saw it, then Yutaka can't shecht the mother or the child afterwards. But if others didn't see it, there would be no restrictions. The Chachamim disagree in both cases. They say could be that the cheresh shaita v'katan did happen to get it right. We don't know for sure. So therefore, you have to do Kisi Adam just in case. And if someone didn't listen, and after the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan shechted a mother, again, they shechted on their own with no one watching them. He went and shechted the child, or they shechted the child and he shechted the mother on the same day, he would not be Chayav Malkus, because even the Chachamim say, there's a chance, a good chance, that it was Nevela, we just don't know for sure. The halach is that if a cheresh shaita v'katan shechted on their own, not only are you potter from kisi adam, you're not supposed to do it. Because we're scared that if you're going to do kisi adam, others may think that the shechita was a good shechita.